This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Oklahoma Republican Congressman James Langford, a freshman Republican representing the Sooner State's 5th Congressional District. He joins us today to offer his thoughts as the budget debate trudges forward another 3 weeks following a second short continuing resolution here in just the past few weeks. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, Republicans have said this is not certainly your ideal way to move forward here. You are among those who voted for the three-week continuing resolution that will take us into the early part of next month and trim an additional $6 billion. Why did you decide to vote yes?
$2 billion a week. That was our original commitment. That's through the rest of this year. We're going to try to cut $2 billion a week. Each week so far in the past 5 weeks, we've cut $10 billion. And so this continues to get us moving forward. We did not have an agreement with the Senate because the Senate won't get up before noon, apparently, and actually get to work. And so it's become a big issue. The Senate brought up the CR that we sent over now 3 weeks ago. And they voted it down, and then they brought up their own version, which cut 4.7. They said that's all we can find to cut is 4.7 billion. And they voted that down as well and sent nothing back to us. The good thing about it is today the Senate is approving our continuing resolution. We'll cut more in 3 weeks than they were planning to cut in 6 months. So it just continues to move us forward.
What do you see as the plan moving forward now? We saw more and more Republicans yesterday not being okay with this short continuing resolution. Do you expect that this will be the last one, one of the last ones? What do you expect?
Well, I hope so. I think there's no energy for another continuing resolution. We got to get some things resolved. Quite frankly, the President and the Senate got to be able to join us what we're doing on the House side and get this thing going. But, yeah, the Republicans that voted against yesterday, I talked to a lot of the guys. We're all over the map. Some people were saying the cut wasn't big enough. They want to do more than $2 billion a week, which I'd like to as well. Some people voted against it because they don't want to do a CR at all. Some people said, no, they want to have Obamacare attached to this one. Some said, no, they want to have abortion attached to this one. So there's all kinds of issues that are attached to it, why they voted against it. It wasn't any one single reason. But it all boils down to all of us are frustrated saying, let's get on with the budget for this year. We've got bigger issues. This is small potatoes compared to the budget issues and the things we're going to cut for next year's budget. We'll be well in excess of $500 billion cutting next year, but we got to get through this year.
Let me have you follow up on one of the arguments you heard from those who did not vote for the continuing resolution on Tuesday, and that was that it did not address money set aside for the president's health care plan as well as Planned Parenthood.
Right.
In terms of what you could have done and why it didn't happen, what do you say?
Well, here's the reality that we're up against on it. This is a continuing resolution in the Senate. Whatever piece is in it, they can strike it with just 51 votes. So let's say, for instance, we stuck in there the Planned Parenthood piece, which I voted with Mike Pence on that one. I completely agree we need to defund them. They're taking our money. There are other vehicles that we have in communities like community health centers and such that provide health care to that same population. Planned Parenthood's the wrong way to do it. That's a different issue. But if let's say we stuck that one rider in there and sent it over the Senate, it just takes 51 votes over there to kick that one rider out. Then they send the whole thing back to us, and we're stuck. I mean, it's a nice statement to say, hey, I'm against abortion, and I definitely am, and that's in voted with him on the original piece. But when we send it over, it's a simple thing for them to kick out, and then we're delayed again, where then we have a government shutdown based on the piece they sent over to us, and then we'll have to send it back anyway. So it logistically, you look at it, it's not going to work in this particular setting. It's not just because of the rules of the House and the Senate. It's not the place to be able to fix it. Now, in the final piece that's coming up, there's a whole group of us spoke with the Speaker and Leader Cantor and such today to say we want some of those pieces in this final piece. So let's find ways that we can get some of these riders in there.
As you mentioned, you and your colleagues have been frustrated with the lack of Democratic leadership as you see it on the Senate side. Is that inaction then kind of dictating if you'd like to go after some of this spending in some of these areas but can't because they won't allow it? Does that mean they're kind of calling the shots?
Oh, they're not calling the shots. They're feeling the pressure on it right now. They really are. They're feeling the pressure, and so is the administration. And it's very interesting to be able to watch because everyone's turning and looking at the Senate saying, what are you going to propose, and when can the Senate pass something? It was interesting. You know, Harry Reid and Pelosi and them could not come to a resolution, and so they brought in Joe Biden. He came in for one day and then left the country. And so since then, the president has basically done press releases. We're waiting to see if the president's going to ever engage with his own party to try to form a solution or if he's content just to sit on the sidelines, as he's been doing in a lot of other areas, and just say, Congress just figured out I won't even engage my own party.
We're talking with Oklahoma Congressman James Lankford. And Congressman, you mentioned that last week the Senate not only rejected the House continuing resolution for the rest of the fiscal year, but their own, which did not offer very much comparatively in terms of spending cuts. So if, in fact, the Democrats, Harry Reid, Dick Durbin, and so forth, were to take a more active role here, even the President of the United States, with such competing priorities, what would that involvement help you accomplish?
Well, hopefully help us involve bringing the spending down. That's the key issue. Now, there are a lot of social issues, the Obamacare, all those things, and people lose track of the fact we've already sent two pieces over, one defunding Obamacare and one kicking it out entirely and just repealing it outright. Both those have been rejected by the Senate. So we're going to continue to send over the 1099 piece. That's a piece of Obamacare we've already sent over to the Senate. And so there are things that we're already pushing that way. And I don't want Americans to think we're not doing the job. We are doing the job. The question is, how many ways can we do it, and what's the right vehicle to take it over? I'm not sure this is the vehicle in this particular continuing resolution, but in future pieces, let's start pulling this thing apart. We've got to find a piece that we can win and go get it through a piece at a time.
In the coming weeks, so we're expecting a GOP budget blueprint for fiscal year 2012, because you're still working on 2011, unfortunately, because of what happened last year and no budget resolutions right. Getting through. What has been the involvement, what has been the solicitation from your leadership on all different ideas coming into this? What have you specifically suggested be part of this resolution?
Yeah, I'm on the budget committee, so I'm very involved in those conversations and those meetings, and we're meeting very often, working through piece by piece every aspect of this budget, both the mandatory spending side, which is all the entitlements and all that, and what's called the discretionary spending side, and trying to go through it. Everything's on the table. I mean, we're dealing with a major fiscal crisis, and if we don't start getting big idea solutions into place right now, we're going to regret it as a nation. And so we've got to start cutting spending. I mean, point blank, our issue is not a tax issue. It's a spending issue. And we will be aggressive in proposing big ideas. This will not be a budget that Americans will go, that's small. This is going to be a budget that Americans are going to swallow hard and go, now that's a big idea.
Congressman, last question before we let you go here. And we kind of end where we started, and that's with these continuing resolutions, which you mentioned there's not a lot of energy for future ones. But if there isn't progress with the Senate, with Democrats running the show over there, do you get the sense that this is what we'll be dealing with for the rest of the fiscal year, or will at some point the Rubios and Pences kind of get what they want here and see that there's going to be a showdown on either what Republicans want to do for the rest of the fiscal year or nothing?
Okay, let me tell you the realities that we're up against. One is we've got to get a budget. We can't just keep doing continuing resolutions. Military cannot be strategic because in a continuing resolution, you can't do new things. You're stuck in old strategies. And right now, the strategy they have is from 2009. So if you can imagine, all of our military contracting, all of our processes is stuck in 2009 and can't move forward. We have got to get a budget. And so we can get that going. The second part is this is terrible for the morale of the federal workforce. I just got a text as I was walking over to come vote from a mom of a soldier who, from the battlefield, contacted his mom by email and said, do you know if we're going to get paid next month? Okay, that's insane and pathetic that we're leaving an environment among our government right now to say we're going to shut down the government, we're going to do all these things, and our soldiers on the field are worried about their families back home and thinking, are they going to lose their homes and not be able to feed their families because we're not responsible to do our job. So first and foremost, we're the Congress of the United States. We're supposed to do our job. And so we've got to do our job. We've got to get a chance to pay our bills, but we've also got to be able to cut spending because for long term, for that soldier that's on the field right now, for his grandkids' sake, we've got to be able to pay our bills. So both and have got to be done.
Congressman, thank you so much for your time today and helping us understand this a whole lot better.
Great. Glad to help.
Thank you, sir. Oklahoma Republican Congressman James Lankford, member of the House Budget Committee, represents Oklahoma's 5th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.